dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Our prayer meeting of Wednesday, the 19th of November, was so powerful. We're editing it for you on today's broadcast. Please listen.
Today is a real important day to me that I want to get something over to you. Because, and I've been talking with Brenda about it. Brenda and I have been praying. She said, Mother, I know that's God. And though, and so Sunday morning it was, before I came out here, Brother Wiseman called me, and he had had a dream. And I wrote it down, and I forgot the book that it's in, so Jared went to get it. He'll be bursting in here in a minute with that book. But I'll tell you first about how God dealt with me. Prayer. He's told me, I'm going to raise up a prayer force like nations raise up an air force. And he talked to me about this place here. And he talked to me about all of you around the world being a prayer force that he raised up. And this is what I felt we need to do. We need to have 24/7 prayer. But we can't just be having 24/7 prayer out here at the mountain. All of you faithful ones, you'd be worn out. You would never see your family. You already come twice a week through snow and high water. So here's what he showed me to do. We've got worldwide prayers around the world. Brother Wiseman is so amazed when he goes anywhere and people say, I'm a WWP. Well, what is they recognize who they are. Yeah. They take responsibility. They take responsibility. Yeah, it's not just something they slough off and blah. And so you out there, and here's what he showed me we could do. Because he's calling us up a notch. So he showed me that you take the clock and you divide it into 30-minute segments. And you get people to sign up for a certain 30-minute segment. And that 30-minute segment, they're to pray like this. Lord, it is written, sometimes I don't know how to pray as I ought. That's an infirmity we have. Holy Ghost, help me. And then for that 30 minutes, you pray in tongues. Or in your own as language, as English would come out. You know how it does when you're praying in tongues. But that's 30 minutes that you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, I asked Pamela if she would oversee it. She'll be a captain. And she's going to, we don't know yet how to work the deals of it. I know one thing you could do is you could email back to us today, I want to take such and such a 30 minutes. Or you could, we're going to figure out a way you can call us or write us or whatever. And she's going to mark out that 30 minutes is covered. Now, we don't care if 15 people take the same 30 minutes. That's great. Absolutely marvelous. And then there are going to be people like me who can't be sure that I always have the same 30 minutes. So I'll be a floater. And I will pray 30 minutes whenever I can find it. I will sign up to pray 30 minutes a day. But sometimes I might be in another time zone. But I will, wherever I am, I will take 30 minutes. Then if that overlaps somebody else. But we must have every 30 minutes covered. And there is Jared with the book. Bless the Lord, Jared. Just run right up on here in the front. I knew I'd forgotten it about halfway here. So I sent Jared back for it without a ba. Bless the Lord. Now, here is his, I grabbed this book and wrote this down when he called me. He had three dreams in one night. And between the dreams, he woke up. The first dream, Gloria Copeland was in it. He said, I knew I was in a dream in the dream. And in the dream, I knew that when I woke up, I needed to remember what she said. It is very important. She spoke three words. She spoke them in her calm manner, like she usually speaks. But he knew there was an unction on it. And she spoke these three words, energize the saints. Energize the saints. And he said, I woke wide awake. I wrote that down. I prayed about it. I went back to sleep. I meditated on it. The second dream came. In the second dream was Terry Chapman and Ron. They had a look on their faces as if they were having to press. They were having to push themselves. They were having to grab every ounce of strength to push on. He woke up. He meditated on that. And then he went back to sleep. And in the third one, a lady he's known for years, I happen to know her too, Elaine Holmer. Any of you all know her?
Yes.
Okay, she's a pastor. She pastors a small church in Alabama. Her father had raised up that work. Elaine moves in the gifts and prophetic and quite a lady of God. And he said she had a look on her face like she was having to press on. And she said to him, I just really don't know what to do since my dad left me with this work. He went to heaven, you know, and left her with that work. But he said in each of these cases, it was not like that, the people. With Ron and Terry, they don't go around with a look on their face that they have to press and push. And Elaine certainly does not. And she certainly has faith and moves in faith in her work and her church. And he said, what I saw was totally unlike them, except for Gloria. She spoke in a calm manner, was like herself. And he then was made to know that they were symbolic and that Terry Chapman and Ron symbolize the prayers, even symbolize the prayers that are part of this Prayer Mountain group because they were here over it. So that had to do with the prayers in the earth. Then Elaine, she pastors a small church, and he knew that she represented small churches. And brother, he said, that's my call from God. He said, I go and help. He's been helping down at Stan Moore's church because Stan had a physical problem. And it's a big church in Miami. And he said, the Lord sent me there to help. But I told him recently, I said, you're better. Everything's going good. Fine. I got to get back to my call. He said, my call is to smaller groups. He said, I just get my greatest anointing if I go to a little church that's about to fail, and maybe they got 12 people. And he said, that just turns me on. There comes my anointing, and it gets going. And I know my dear friend, Pastor Mac Hammond, he believes that everybody should believe for a huge church. Well, I believe for souls, but I also think there's a place for small works. I know some small works that have a particular call. Some of them have got a call of prayer, and they're like a prayer unit. And so he said he knew that Elaine represented those small churches. He said, every so often, and he said, I will come to Prayer Mountain, and this comes, it should come out, and it does when he comes here. He said, something gets on me like an anointing to encourage those who might be taking prayer nonchalantly. He said the prayer move has to be kept alive. And he said, when I saw that wall of fire out at Prayer Mountain, he said it was a wall of fire, a wall of prayer, and it also represented a wall of fire around Israel. That the prayer movement itself was a wall of fire God erected around Israel. He said, you have an energy. Okay, he looked up energize because she said energize the prayers. He looked up energize and he read me some of the things he found to impart energy, to make energetic. Now, here's one that I thought was really apropos, to set in motion, to vitalize them. I looked up some myself, and I think I sent you a copy of it. Did I give you a copy of it where it says Gene Wiseman's dream? I didn't put his dream on here. I can make copies of it and give it to you. I myself, I looked up in Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, energize. And it's to act with force, to operate with vigor, to act in producing an effect, to give strength or force to give active vigor to. And then I looked up just on my own line dictionary, you know how you have a little thing at the top of a word that says dictionary. And the dictionary said, to give somebody or something energy, to make or become active, to supply with electrical power. Well, John G. Lake said, electricity is God's power in the natural. The Holy Ghost is God's power in the spirit. So to supply with power. Then they have a thesaurus. And it gave as meanings, invigorate, rejuvenate. And then as a thesaurus does, it gives you words that you could use rather than that word, which are synonyms, words that mean the same. And they had invigorate, strengthen, boost, galvanize, motivate. That'd be like to put in motion. Animate. That'd be like to put in motion. Motivate the saints. Animate the saints. Galvanize the saints. Boost the saints, empower the saints, revitalize the saints, and look at this one, pep up the saints, pep up the prayers. So of course, if you're gonna look at energize, you gotta look at what it came from, which is the root is energy, and it had, the Webster's 1828 had a definition of energy. Number one, internal or inherent power. Well, we know we get this power from him. The power of operating, whether exerted or not. Now listen to this. Men possessing energies sometimes suffer them to lie inactive. You see that? All the prayers have energy because it's in us and on us. But it's easy to let it lie inactive.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim, and if you want to be a part of our 24-hour prayer in the Spirit, you want to sign up for 30 minutes, call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online to billybrim.org or even write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Shalom.